421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and on our website, twc.ca. Springtime, summertime, all year round is a great time to visit the beautiful area around Mazatlan, Mexico. Joining us today on Travel World Radio is the Secretary of Tourism for the state of Sinaloa, which encompasses Mazatlan and area, Frank Cordova. Welcome to Travel World, Frank.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Hi to you and all the folks that are hearing us. We miss you in Mazatlan. I want you to join us soon.
Well, we wish we were down there. So tell us a little bit more about your area. It sometimes gets a little bit overshadowed by some of the other tourism areas, but there's so many great things going on and great people on the ground to welcome us.
Well, Stephen, you know, I like to tell people that if you got enough money, you can make a Cancun and maybe you can make a Los Cabos. But it takes 500 years of history, culture, tradition, to make a Mazatlan. You want to get a real feel for what real Mexico is like, you have to come to Mazatlan. It's beautiful. We're the only colonial city on the beach. In the last couple of years, we've really put an effort in getting back our historical architecture. We fixed up our historical downtown. It's back like it was 250 years ago. It's just a beautiful place to visit, and we also have a beach. We have wonderful hotels and a lot of things to do. So if those Canadians that are listening to us, Americans that are listening to us, haven't been there a while, they really need to come back because we've done a whole lot to make it more beautiful, more friendly. It's just a wonderful place to visit.
Well, I do know, having spoken to some of my media colleagues who have traveled to Mazatlan over the past year or so, they came back very impressed. They had sort of a preconceived idea of what Mazatlan was about, but when they got there, the delivery of the product and what they saw just blew their minds away.
Well, you know, we're focusing on two things. We're focusing on the traditional Mexico. You almost feel like you're anywhere else but Mexico. You feel like you're in old Europe almost. And with all the amenities and all the products that a beach destination would have. We have a beautiful theater, the Angela Peralta Theater. We have over 150 different presentations a year. So for sure when they're down here, they'll be able to see at least a play or two. We fixed up our parks. We have a beautiful aquarium that we've fixed up really, really nice. It's become one of the best in Mexico. But we've done a lot also on the countryside. We've got a whole bunch of little magic towns around Mazatlan. We have El Calite. We got La Noria. We've got half a dozen or more 400 or 500-year-old small towns, and we've gone out in the countryside, fixed those up, fixed up the facades, trained people on how to recover their culture by means of arts and crafts, the traditional arts and crafts that we used to have. So now you can go out there to these little towns and spend a day out there, look at churches that we've got. Pick up one of our arts and crafts that we make out there. Have a nice lunch. Nature-wise, we've got some very interesting refuges, natural refuges in where we've got birds and we've got that are endemic to the areas, the jaguar. We got, you know, just a million things to do. And I like to tell people, you know, we got all these million things to do, and we also have a beautiful beach.
Yes, you can combine the beach vacation that we all have that image of going to the beach and just lounging there for 7 days and vegetating, but you can learn something, get involved with the local people, and enjoy the history and the heritage of the country all in one location.
You know, we had some folks come over the weekend and spend 5 days with us. They were out of San Diego, and then the last night, yesterday evening, we had dinner with them, and one of the wives says, "You know, Frank," she says, "dang it, we did so much, I forgot to go to the beach. I got to come back and enjoy this beautiful beach," she said, because they were so busy all week long going out to the tequila-making factory and to our jungle exploration and going over into the island, that they didn't give themselves time to hang out on the beach. And so, you know, it's a destination where, you know, you can spend, like a lot of Canadians and a lot of Americans do, 6 months out of the year and not do everything you want to do. It's that good.
Right. Some places you go and you're looking, how are we going to kill the time? And here we are, go to Mazatlan, and there's not enough time to do everything you want. And, of course, that encourages the repeat visitor. And there are many repeat visitors to Mazatlan.
Oh, yeah, about 80% of our foreign tourists are repeat visitors. And we've got about 15,000 Americans and about 7,000 Canadians that make Mazatlan their second home. And so once you come down and spend some time with us, you'll fall in love. You'll realize one of the friendliest, safest places in the world, and you're just not going to want to leave.
There's something going on pretty well every hour of the day. My media friends who were there in the past year or so when you've hosted them came back and said, we ate and drank and partied till the wee hours of the morning. And when we went back to our hotel, we certainly felt very safe at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, just enjoying the local people and fitting right in.
Yeah, you know, we've put a lot of money in changing that perception that we may not be 100% safe. We worked very, very hard with the cruise ships to see what they needed to be happy to come back. We trained the tourism police that are bilingual in bikes at all hours in the tourism zones. We've got technology in. We've really worked hard to make this the best family and the safest family destination in Mexico, and it's worked. You know, one of the comments that we get from everybody is, you know, we haven't felt safer anywhere else in the world. It's just you'll see people out in our boardwalk at, like you say, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, you know, just walking and just, you know, coming home from a good night, you know, with friends. And zero incidences. You know, we've had, last year we had over 2 million visitors. The year before that, we had almost that. And we've never had, you know, an incident to lament. So we do our best, and it's working to take care of our tourists. And you know, invite everybody that wants to get to know Mexico or wants to get reacquainted with us. Come back. We miss
him. Well, we have about 1 minute left in this segment, but this is so interesting, Frank. I'd like to keep you on after the break and keep talking a bit more about Mazatlan and area. Why don't you, in this last minute before the break, kind of orient us as to where Mazatlan is compared to Mexico City or some of the other major cities in the country?
Okay, we're in the western part of the country. If you can picture Tucson, we're about 9 hours south of Tucson. Just to cross, you have to cross the state of Sonora. We're an hour and 15 minutes away by plane from Mexico City. We have flights daily from Los Angeles, from Phoenix, from Vancouver, and other major cities in the United States. And in the wintertime, our flights really, really increase. In charters and so forth from the States, Canada, as well.
Okay, well, we'll be right back after this break and talk more about Mazatlan with Frank Cordova from Mazatlan Tourism, state of Sinaloa. We'll be right back here on the Travel World Radio Network. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine and a drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, around the world at TWC.ca, and enjoying transposing ourselves to the culture, the heritage, and the beach in Mazatlan and area with the tourism chief of the area, Secretary of Tourism for the state of Sinaloa, Frank Cordova, on the line with us from his office in Mazatlan, and enjoying, I'm sure, a beautiful warm day, sunny skies, and the beautiful people of the area. We were just talking before the break about the ease of access to Mazatlan, about an hour's flight out of Mexico City, where you can fly in from numerous gateways across Canada and the United States aboard Aeromexico and the SkyTeam Alliance of Delta Airlines. What other carriers, for example, Frank, can one use to get to Mazatlan?
You can use U.S. Air, Trump's Alaska, Virgin Air, Frontier. There's close to a dozen American and Canadian WestJet, you know, SunWest. Just about, I'd say, close to a dozen major carriers from the United States to Canada come to Mazatlan at least part of the year. But like I say, you know, year round, you've got US Air, you've got WestJet, you've got Delta and Alaska. So there are flights. We'd like to have more flights so we can get more tourism in. But we do have a good number of flights that make it very, very easy to fly from the States or from Canada to our destination. And then you can always land in Mexico City, like you mentioned. And we're a short hop, an hour and 15 minutes from Mexico City to Mazatlan. So it's pretty easy to get there. A lot of folks used to drive down. It's a very easy drive from the U.S. border from Arizona. We're talking about about a 10-hour drive if you take your time. And like I said, the highways are safe, and you shouldn't have any problem getting there if you decide you wanna drive there as well. So, we're looking forward to, getting the opportunity to treat our tourists well and to show them the time of their life. Mazatlan is also quite economical. It's about a third to a half cheaper than other major Mexico destinations that have become overpopulated by tourists, and so we really look forward to our foreigners, and we'll take good care of them.
Well, I'm sure you will, Frank. Now, there's always something new going on. So if somebody hasn't been to Mazatlan for a number of years, you've opened new hotels and new developments that all designed to improve the visitor experience.
In the last 3 years, we've had more than 200 new restaurants. We've got two new shopping malls. People like to shop. We've got it right there. We've fixed up our Golden Zone. We've fixed up our pier, our boardwalk. We've planted palms all over the place. It's beautiful. Like I said, we spent about $5 million fixing up our historic downtown. Beautiful place to visit. Our aquarium. We've got a new dam that's great fishing for bass just a half hour away. It's called Picachos. Things are just looking wonderful. If you haven't been to Mazatlan in 3 or 4 years, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at what we've done. Hotels-wise, we've got 7 hotels that are being built right now as we speak, and condominiums all over the place. So we're moving. We've had 2 major magazines, international magazines, give us recognition. For the 2nd year in a row, the Financial Times of London called Mazatlan the 5th best city to invest in and to live in the Americas. That includes Canada and the United States. And so Derek giving us a recognition. And then just 2 weeks ago, U.S. News and World Report came out and said that we were the 4th best tourism destination in Mexico, and said that we were like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. Mazatlan has recovered the glamour from the 80s and 90s that it had lost. So we've got, you know, major recognition from folks that know about this, and we're growing incredibly. We're growing in double digits. In the last 3 years, tourism is up over 50%. And so people are just not going to recognize Mazatlan when they come back.
Well, you're convincing me to hop on a plane and actually relocate there, Frank. You're doing a great sales job here. Now, if somebody's coming to Mazatlan for the very first time, what would you suggest as the must that they must include in their visit, that they can't come and not go home from experiencing?
I think they have to visit our historic downtown. They've got to spend at least 1 evening there, and make sure that's one of the first things you do, because you're going to fall in love and want to come back a couple nights later. Our aquarium, take a trip to one of our beautiful little small towns, magical towns. There's half a dozen of big frogs. Take a short 5-minute boat ride across to the Rock Island. That's a beautiful place to visit. Good eating there, and you get a sense like you're in a tropical island in the middle of the Pacific. You like to fish. You got to fish either salt water or fresh water. You've got your pick of both things. Also, you got to leave in afternoon and evening to walk along our boardwalk and just see the beautiful sights that we've got. You got to go to the Golden Zone. There's about 50 or 60 things to do there. Leave one evening out for one of our finest restaurants. We've got some wonderful restaurants that have opened up, a high cuisine. Just ask any native there or any American or Canadian there, and they'll usher you to the best places. There's just so many things to do, you know.
You can't just go there for 7 days. You got to plan 14 days at least. Take a 2-3 week break. What is your local dish? What is cuisine that is indigenous and local that maybe if you're visiting the rest of Mexico, you might not find, but is unique to Mazatlan?
I think we got some of the best seafood in the world. We got our zarandeado fish, our shrimp, our tuna. A lot of folks don't know that we're also the largest fleet of tuna fish is in Mazatlan, in Mexico, all of Mexico. So tuna plays the favorites. I like our tuna. It's a braised tuna over a fire. Wonderful. Our zarandeado is wonderful. Our aguachile with our shrimp is good. If you like to drink a beer or two, our beer Pacifico has been named one of the best beers in the world. It's a great beer. It's just, you know, our seafood is good. Our seafood is good, and we mix it with our traditional cuisine and what we do. You know, we are a state that produces most of the fruits and vegetables for the country, and so everything that you get is always going to be fresh. both the product and the salads and everything that goes with it. We're becoming a gastronomic destination as well, so eating is going to be very, very good.
Combining the eating with the culture, the heritage, the beach, so many great things to see and do. We've got about 1 minute left, Frank. Maybe if you could give us your website, your telephone number, where people can get more information on Mazatlan and the state of Sinaloa and all the great things there are to see and do with regards to attractions and dining and lodging.
There's several, if you Google us, there'll be several websites, probably at half a dozen real good websites. Visit Mazatlan.com is probably one of the best ones where you can start, and that'll give you a really good idea for everything that we've been talking about. Sinaloa Turismo, T-U-R-I-S-M-O, is also a good page to visit. But then, like I said, you know, visit Mazatlan.com.
We've got to wrap it up. Frank Cordova, Secretary of Tourism, thank you so much for joining us on Travel World. Take care.
Today we acted like a...